BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, the appointed judgment. The point is clear. A judgment is coming. All will be judged. A judgment that Apostle Paul does not exclude himself from. If the man God chose to write a large section of the New Testament is going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ Jesus, then which person who considers himself a Christian has the audacity to consider themselves free from a cross-examination from their master? Or perhaps some say, "Oh, I know, I'll stand before the Lord Jesus Christ as he sits on the bema seat." But all he will say is, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things." Yes, Jesus said this in a parable, Matthew chapter 25, verses 21 through 23, and Luke 19, 17. However, can we be so relaxed and confident that we are doing what has been planned for us? Are we obeying, "Love one another as I have loved you," and "love your enemy"? Even Apostle Paul, in humility, wrote, quote, "My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent." When he wrote, quote, "Judge nothing before the appointed time," more than anything, he means do not be conceited into a high and mighty opinion of yourself. Quote, "Judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes." The motive is what matters. Verse 5. Why did I help that person? Excuse me. What was my heart when I prayed for that person? Why did I say that? What did I respond? Why did I respond that way? Why was I giving? What was my heart when I served? At that time, each will receive his praise from God. Verse 5. Or perhaps there will be a sharp rebuke. Why not examine my heart motive now and repent and make amends?
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.